Crocheted with Love, written by The Queer Shipper and read by Flower Parish. This is a The Pit fic, rated for general audiences, featuring the relationships Mel King / Trinity Santos and Jack Abbott / Robbie. Summary. Trinity Santos has few talents, but one of them she gained in a dark period of her life, crochet. She decides to crochet some of the team gifts for Christmas. When Trinity Santos met Florence Aldenstein, the older lady had taken her in, let her heal from her wounds, and took on the role of her mother with no hesitation. And one of the things she taught Santos was the art of crochet, starting off with granny squares, moving on to making a blanket and some scarves. Once a year, they both get together to crochet some hats for newborn babies, donating them to various hospitals. So for Christmas, Santos decided to put her talent to use for gifts for her new family at PTMH, preparing with enough time to deliver them on their Christmas Eve shift. 1. Santos already knew what she was crocheting Dana. The woman had complained that her comfort cardigan had a hole in it that couldn't be fixed. She subtly eyed her for measurements and jotted them down in her crafts notebook. She chose navy blue and pastel yellow for the garment, doing the cardigan in the navy blue with yellow pockets and borders. Santos took advantage of Mel's eyes, showing her girlfriend the different phases of the project, lighting up when Mel showed approval. Mel supported her with drinks and snacks, making sure to drag her away for dinner and to relax her hands. She got a text from Dana on Christmas Day, a thank you with the goofiest selfie the other woman had ever given her, the cardigan being worn. 2. Santos noticed that when Dennis was cold, his neck felt it more, so she searched through her books for a nice sturdy scarf and decided on gray and green yarn. She added small mittens on the end so he could rest his hands. The scarf didn't take Santos long to do at all, working on it for a total of 2 days when her and Mel had time off. They both chilled in front of the TV, joined by Becca and her emotional support dog, Toto. Becca showed excitement at watching the scarf come together, questioning Santos about the process, all while Mel watched with a soft smile at seeing the two most important women in her life getting along. Dennis had put it on in front of the entire team, doing the silliest walk in the ER as if he was on the geekiest catwalk. He thanked her and surprised her with a hug. 3. Santos was stumped for Princess and Perla, the two women a bit picky with what they liked gift-wise, so she tried to subtly ask them about what they liked, but they just went on about jewelry or the latest book in the series they were reading for their book club. It wasn't until Becca had come over for their weekly TV binge day that she noticed a book cover she had, and when questioned about it, Becca had answered that she had various ones and they were very cute. Santos got together purple and black yarn, making the covers with a day off, adding buttoned clasps and their names on the back. Princess and Perla cheered and gave Santos fist bumps, thanking her for the thoughtful gifts. 4. Santos knew instantly what she was making Langdon. The man had managed to lose his beanie hat to his dog, the hound stealing it for bedding material. She decided to make an orange beanie with a gold bauble on top. She made it on another day off while Mel was at work, the TV on in the background, and Florence talking to her on FaceTime, making plans to take Mel and Becca to Florence's for Christmas. Mel was planning to make a cake, and Becca had researched what wines to take for Christmas. The belly laugh Langdon gave her as he opened the gift echoed in the ER. He put the hat on and spent the rest of the shift wobbling his head to make the bobble move. Mel secretly recorded it and sent it to the group chat, coining him the nickname Bobble. 5. Santos had already planned Javadi's present. The women had spoken about their love of bags, Javadi loving the bohemian-style ones. Santos had Becca pick the colors, and the bag ended up being beige, pink, orange, and blue, created from granny squares with a long strap. She spent longer doing the bag as she was called in on a day off, but it managed to get done by the day in question. She had fun with the project, as she did each granny square different. As she sewed them together, she added some bohemian-style fabric to the inside with a phone pouch. Javadi came into work their next shift after Christmas, the bag with her, and a massive smile on her face. 6. Santos was thinking a couple of gifts she could do for Jack and Robbie, but had no idea what, until she walked past them talking, and Jack was saying how his stump was a bit cold this time of year. She zipped home after her shift and found her favorite sock pattern. She crocheted Robbie a thick pair of bed socks in red and white, matching his Doctors Without Borders patch on his bag. To match Robbie, she did socks in the colors gray and black, adjusting the pattern to make a sheath for his stump, adding some soft fabric to the interior so it didn't scratch and irritate his scar. Robbie thanked her and stored them in his locker. Jack looked at her with bemusement and appreciation and accepted them. They sent her a photo of them wearing their socks that night. 7. Santos had no clue what to crochet for Mel. Her girlfriend said she was fine with whatever she got, but Santos wanted to make her gift a special one. She was slapped with inspiration when she saw Mel and Becca curled under a weighted blanket, having to share the single one. She did research on the best yarn to do a weighted blanket and got cracking, pulling in the team to make sure Mel was distracted for a week to get it perfect. She decided to make the blanket in the pansexual colors to celebrate Mel's sexuality, getting muted blue, pink, and yellow yarn. She presented Mel with the blanket in the comfort of their own home, Mel tearing up and throwing herself at her girlfriend with a hug, and that night they told each other they loved each other for the first time. The end.